This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 379 for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. Go ahead and tell me this joke.
So, you know, Bruce Lee's in the news lately.
Isn't he dead?
Well, he was in the news. you know, he had a little known vegan brother. Did you know that? Did you know his brother was vegan? Did you know that? Yes, Bronco Lee. You should have heard the one they wouldn't let me tell. Everybody laughed at that one. There was no problem with that one. We actually are receiving, I believe, tomorrow, another bunch of Sailor cocktail sets.
Yes.
And as we've been doing the past couple sets, we're breaking them up right away because if you'd wanted a full set, well, you can let us know. But
right.
I'm pretty sure these are the last ones we're going to get. So, and we got extras of the Curie Azure.
I think I might want one.
That's a good looking pen. It's a good looking pen. That's the 2020 cocktail pen of the year, the Curie Azure. So we have those. We are already sold out of, I believe, the Blue Lagoon Goes Fast, the Tequila Sunrise.
A couple others.
The Après Ski, I think, sold
out. That's the one I have.
Yeah. But most of the others are available. Black Velvet still available. Mm-hmm. I love that color.
Mojito.
The Mojito. Yep. All the rest are
the
still available.
The Old Fashioned. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trying to just rattle off drink names now.
Rum and Coke. They need a Rum and Coke.
They need a Rum and Coke.
We should do that one.
Ooh.
So anyway, cocktail pens are back in. And as far as I know, these are the last ones we're going to get. The 1911 North American exclusive. Large
and standard,
2021 pen of the year from Sailor. So this is coming out next month?
Next month. Which isn't that far from now. Mid-February. It's cool.
It's a nice looking pen.
It's cranberry sparkle.
Okay.
So I'm kind of excited to see that.
And the most important thing, I think, for me is the cap band actually has 2021 engraved on the cap band.
Which is very cool.
And if you know anything about Sailor, you know they don't often do that. The last time they did that to a pen that made its way primarily as a North American or a non-JDM product, let's say, was the Pro Gear Sky, where they put the Sky on the cap band.
Yes.
The part of the Sky Earth Ocean Fire series. But so for them to put something on a cap band is pretty significant. They don't do it very often. So this is going to be limited production for this year only, of course.
Really, really pretty
it's
color.
It's a good-looking pen. The bicolor rhodium gold rhodium nib.
I love those.
That's a good. It's love a good-looking nib. Same one that's on the Lucky Charm, or your black and rhodium, your clear and rhodium Pro Gears have it, and it's a good-looking pen. So.
And you get a little pin that looks like a nib.
Nice-looking pen. It reminds me a little bit of a brighter version of the Black Velvet, with that nice sparkle to it.
Definitely a cranberry color, definitely burgundy, but not like, this is translucent with sparkles. So it's not at all like the maroon, you know, the Riello.
Right now it's solid color. So it's coming soon.
It's pretty.
Make sure to get your back-in-stock notices for it.
Let's talk Terabyte 2.
I think we should. Here it is. Look at this. So, in the wrap.
As you know, Retro 51, George, the owner, has retired. And in the process of getting ready to either A, just retire and close, or B, sell to someone, Retro 51 had the factory and their warehouse in Texas go through and do a massive cleaning and just decluttering and make sure that they knew what was in every box, every shelf, every desk. And there were some barrels that had been set aside for repairs, just in case. And they asked us, and we had them made into pens.
Yeah. And with, you know, the correct with tube and the artwork and everything. Now, we did get a couple of the greens. They are gone.
Yes.
The Terabyte one. Actually, when we put them up on the website, they were gone within literally a couple of minutes. So the greens are gone. They were artist proofs. These are, as far as I know, I obviously haven't opened them up, but I have mine.
This is yours.
This is mine, yeah. You know, so they look exactly like that. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen these in a long time.
Yeah.
So we have a few left. The price is a little higher than what they're used to, what people are used to. The problem is that everybody buys these and then they put them on eBay, and these are what on eBay, $130,
$150. Yeah. There are no more. There will be no more of the terabyte twos. You know, over the course of the time since we ran out and acquired these, you know, people would call and ask for them, so we came up with a price that we felt was what the market would bear.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the business of making pens so other people can sell them on eBay for, you know,
ridiculous amounts of money.
It's a beautiful pen.
Yes.
I like this one. This was one of my, I was really pleased with the way this one came out, the black non-numbered edition, of course.
Yes. Lamy Tipos. We will be getting these. They are a capless rollerball. We are getting them in, now everybody sit down, Petrol. The old, couple years ago, the Petrol, that dark teal.
Almost worn a couple years ago, wasn't it by now? About,
Maybe? Wasn't that long ago. But, so the Petrol is coming in a Tipo, as well as the Copper Orange from a couple years ago.
And these are all the aluminum birds.
These are all, now that is a good point. These are all aluminum that we are bringing in. So we will be getting in the Petrol, the Copper Orange.
Copper Orange is great.
The Coffee. Which,
I like that one.
Which was also an all-star, a limited edition all-star many, many years ago. The Tourmaline, which is that gorgeous turquoise. And Pearl, and which is a creamy white. And Aluminum, which is just silver. So those are coming in, and we are excited to have them.
But I just thought we'd bring these up.
Okay.
Pen storage. And I like this one. I like this color. And
it is pretty.
So Tasha wraps. They come in 4, 8. We do have some singles. But the rolls are so nice. I've been using one, and no, this is not available for sale because I've had people call about this one.
So this is a tease.
But this is the Midnight Sakura that they had several years ago. Really gorgeous. I like the inside of these because they have this nice...
I'll hold it up and you play with it.
So they have this nice, nice flap. It's very soft. We regularly used to take these to shows, the 8s, and then we would put 8 Makier pens in there.
Yep.
You know, and I trust that with, you know, Namiki Chinkins and some of the other Yukaris and things like that. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice, thick material.
And they're beautiful patterns. I think in the beginning, I personally would be frustrated because they'd have these gorgeous patterns and then they would discontinue them.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens.
But it also keeps the line fresh.
Yeah.
They buy a certain amount of fabric, X many rolls, bolts of fabric, and then once that is used up, then they're done.
So this is the silk. I like their silk ones.
You always have.
I always have. So
I'm
they make
shocked
a nice,
you don't have one.
Well, the one I actually wanted was a couple years ago, they made one that was a bunny rabbit. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like this. It actually was very similar in color to like 162, Sailor 162. You know, it was kind of purplish and grayish. Mm-hmm. But the silk are just lovely. Nice wraps, nice inside.
Valentine's coming.
I know. I've got a pen coming for Valentine's Day. You know, and then they have, you know, a couple different flavors. So I just want to bring those up. Really nice, really convenient. I really like if I'm carrying 8 pens from the office to home or something. It's so convenient. They roll up so nice, well protected. Everything is just they're great.
Great.
Love them. Very affordable. As long as your cat doesn't get to bite in the string, you're in good shape. So. And then we do have singles available in many of the same
patterns. A lot of the same patterns. So Midori bookmarker clip sets. They're little metal bookmarks. They will even work on Midori and Tomoe, But they are also cut out so they're like stencils. So I can't wait to play with them. So you can use the little pieces of the stencil to also just draw in your planner, your hobo, just doodle, whatever.
Something a little extra fun for keeping your InkoRimo stuff together.
You could. Maybe. You could. Or just to bookmark a page in a book, bookmark a page in your planner.
So they come in what? They come in packs of four?
They are, yes, there are four different sets of four clips. So there is Cat and Moon, which has all the cats, a different cat on each one, and the moon. Flowers.
Great.
Lifestyle, which has a...
Is that the one with the umbrella?
A suitcase, an umbrella. No, that's weather.
It's weather.
There's weather.
Weather or not, I got it right. They're just darn cute.
They're just really adorable. I can't wait for them to come in.
And
so hopefully
they're reasonably, they're inexpensive too.
Yes. $650, I believe.
Oh. So. Great. I don't know. Nice high quality. And they're made by Midori.
Yes.
So you know it's good. So I'm looking forward to those. We'll actually have them in hand next week to talk about them.
Yes.
We've got a couple more experience pens this week that I wanted to mention. One of them actually is new. We have a couple of experienced Pilot Ishimes.
What are these? They're heavy.
They are heavy. So
they don't let me play with
them. They are essentially that flat top Yukari style brass barrel, and they have we have them in the. This is more of a. It looks more like a wine, but it's
kind of plummy.
It's kind of a red. Is what I think what they call it. Red, blue, and green. Or is that green? We got
this
green.
Is green.
We got green. Blue. All right. So they actually only came in four different colors. I've got three of the four. And they are actually Pilot branded. They're not Namiki branded, but this is Makier. This is, you know, built up on the barrel. Absolutely.
That's so
cool. So these were inked, and actually I think one of these actually has a Namiki nib instead of a Pilot nib.
Okay.
Everything's in the description, as is, where is.
Cheese whiz.
They were inked, but they're in your chance to get one of these nice Ishimes at a really nice price. You know, sometimes we get consignment pens or we get pens that we use as testers. And this is granted an expensive tester to have, but it was used and
priced accordingly.
I mean, you really couldn't tell the difference. So
yep.
Never get a chance to get one of these at this price,
probably ever.
The blue's nice. Yeah, the green. You know, the green and the gold is a great looking color. But then they have a plastic resin section, brass barrel.
Okay.
This one has a single tone nib. So. They are what they are.
And they are
really
cool.
Nice. And, you know, they're
nice
marks,
weight. They're a little thinner.
Marked Urushi on the bottom.
Oh.
So.
Very cool.
So anyway, those are the flat top Yukari size with that kind of that heritage style clip. So we do have those available. The red one just came available within the last week. We should also mention that a couple weeks ago we showed that Mont Blanc 1912.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there were a couple people asking. When is it going to go on the website? It actually sold.
Yes.
So somebody actually watched the podcast, called us up that day, and bought it. So if you do see them on something on the podcast you want, you can call the store.
Right.
I got a new pen the other day.
That's funny.
I got a new pen.
Oh, my God.
I bought some pens, and this guy came in the lot. it's quite possibly the largest. This is one of these Japanese jumbos, they call it. I think this is maybe the largest jumbo I've ever seen. And it's an eyedropper with ink shut off.
And the funniest thing is, look at that nib. That's just ridiculous. But, yeah, I thought it was scuffed or something, but can I do this?
Yeah, you can do that.
Ha! You're a jerk.
Sorry.
But...
No, it's
because,
nice.
Because, I mean, can you imagine if this was cartridge? That'd just be ridiculous.
So that's, it has a lot of threads in the back. So it's ink shot, it's eyedropper with ink shut off. So like an 823 of X700 to release.
How do you shut off an eyedropper?
Well, that.
I mean, an eyedropper is just a tube with.
Yes, but there's a, at the end of this rod here, it shuts off flow in the inside of the section. And then once you tighten it down, yeah. And so technically, you would write with this a little bit open like that. And believe it or not, this bad boy actually posts.
That's just ridiculous.
it's just so funny. And if you can't have a laugh, then.
So are you going to sell it?
If you're interested in this, let me know. Sure, why not?
Okay.
I don't necessarily need it. It's got a gold-plated nib.
No, you don't need it.
I really don't need this.
You have enough.
I have one actually with an overlay. Can you believe that? I have one of these with an overlay on it.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just a little something fun. My new pen for the week.
See what I have to deal with. You and I need to have a discussion.
Here goes. I have half a cup of coffee left, so who knows where this is going.
So if I go to the post office this week.
Yes.
And
you probably shouldn't, but if you do.
At night, they have a machine that's self-service. If I go to the post office and I buy stamps,
okay,
will you do InkoRimo?
You really going to do that for me? You're going to get me some stamps.
Well, that's usually the hurdle.
It's the biggest hurdle.
It's like, okay, I can write to my mom. You can write to your mom. We can write to our daughter. My best friend. I've got all these people I could write to. And I had pen pals when I was in Chicago. That's how I survived InkoRimo last year. But it's the stamps.
So you're going to get the stamps.
If I get the stamps, would you do InkoRimo?
I have to even admit, I don't even know what the price of a stamp is these days.
Well, you don't worry your pretty little head about that. I'll take care of that.
Little head, wow. Yes, if you get stamps, I will write.
Okay.
Because I actually have the paper already picked up.
Oh, what are you going to use?
I'm going to use, I have some of that Midori lined stationery.
Okay. Do you have envelopes?
No, I don't have envelopes.
All right, so.
Is that a requirement?
If I could make a suggestion.
Can I just tape it and put the stamp on the outside?
Thinking about doing InkoRimo.
I'm really bad at this.
Yes. Yes, you are. Stock up now. Order the stationery. One of the things that's really great is Peter Popper. Mm. Ask me why.
Why is Peter Popper great?
Because, number one, they have adorable designs. But you get 14 cards and 15 envelopes.
Yes, they give you an extra envelope. They know
you're going to
screw something up.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just get a couple of those. That'd be easier. But I've got this paper. The paper I've already got picked up. I do. It's on my desk at work. I have it right there.
All right. So InkoRimo starts when?
February 1st.
Okay. And what's the plan? What's the goal?
One letter a day.
Letter,
every day.
Postcards, something.
Of course, I'm going to make it, in my own special way, I'm going to make it difficult. I'm going to use like one different pen every day that I haven't ever used before.
Epic fail
I got to make it easy.
Pick one pen, ink it with an ink you like.
Okay.
You love Visconti blue.
I do.
Visconti Bordeaux is pretty. Mm-hmm. I have some Visconti purple I'm hoarding. It's a sample.
It's in the bathroom.
Yeah, and
you're hoarding it in the bathroom.
It's in a vial in the bathroom, you know, because that's where
most people
clean.
In their bathroom, they go, you know, there's your shaving brush, there's your Q-tips, there's, you know, Kleenex, toilet paper, whatever. We've got Visconti purple and apparently some other things in there. There's like three more samples sitting on top of the toilet.
It's where I clean my pens and re-ink them so that when I make a big mess, I can clean it up. All right. So InkoRimo, in all seriousness, it's a lot of fun. And especially with COVID still here, most of us are still under some form of lockdown. Write a note to somebody. Let somebody know you're thinking of them. And get the stamps and the envelopes today. Anything exciting in the news? We got an email saying that the Baltimore Pen Show is not happening. The Philly Pen Show did not happen. LA in February is not happening. No. So it looks like... no pen shows are scheduled until, I think, August or September.
And maybe Chicago in September, I think.
Who knows? Our store in Chicago is still closed. We are just waiting for the Palmer House Hilton to reopen. We do get people who email pretty much every week.
Yeah, and if you try to call, I'm pretty sure the phone doesn't...
The phone's been disconnected.
Yeah, we disconnected the phone because there's no one there to answer it. So
there is no one there. So
all right.
That's it. All right. That was our update.
That was okay. So
exciting things.
Is that it? Nothing else. Going once, going twice.
I think that's it.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and upcoming events or new product.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And like this video and subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time.
Bye.